Ralph. Okay, Ralph. How have been?
Hey guys, this is Ralph here from Tailored Games, and this is Rulin. How are you
Yeah,
guys
it's
doing?
Roland. You're from?
I'm from the Caribbean island of Jamaica.
Come again, please.
I'm from the Caribbean island of Jamaica.
I have no idea where is it. Can you give me some clue?
It's in the have you heard of the Caribbean?
No. I can't get your voice clearly, actually.
Goodbye.
I'm from India.
Yes, I've heard of India. But I guess you haven't
Good.
heard of the Western Hemisphere, I guess. It's cool.
No, what I know is just means the continent, you can say America, Australia, and this and that and all. I do not know deep about them. I was not that good with this studies, you know. Does it?
We're close to America, and I visit America.
Yeah, this will help me. This will definitely help
Just
me.
consider me from America, then. All right, I'm Ralph from America.
Good to know that. So, what did we talk about, Raf?
It's your topic. You choose. I've been choosing topics,
Okay.
so it's your choice.
Then what about music?
Music. What is your culture type? All right, let's talk about the difference between our two types of music. Your culture of music and my culture of music.
Actually, in India, you talk about there are a variety of musics. You know, in India, there are religions of various kinds, and they all have their own languages, and they all have their own kind of musics. But if you say overall, India is known for their Hindi language. So, have you ever heard of any music related to this language, Hindi?
Yes, actually, one of my good friends was Hindu, actually, and he moved to this country from India, actually.
Great to hear it.
Yeah, so I.
You know, actually, even if you ask an Indian people that what kind of music are you gonna prefer if you're an Indian, everybody knows about Hindi, but there is a lot of different kind of music as well. It's even if you talk about our cultural music, it's divided into two. It's one is northern music, and one is southern music, in which the classical, some. From where the music actually originated, it's divided into two, southern part and the northern part, and they differ a lot, and they both are good in their own way. You know, Bharatanatyam, Kathakali, have you heard about it?
Yeah, I've heard about the differences between them because that my friend, he is very religious. Well, I'd say very devoted to his faith. So when he plays music, he does play the music that is indigenous to our culture and to the American culture, but he also still has firm listen to his culture and music because his father is from there and his father travels to and from this country there, so you get a little mix of both music. So I don't really know much about the difference between the southern and the northern. So if you could explain the minute differences, that would be great.
Actually, I'm from the northern part, and if you talk about the people who are from southern part, they can explain it much better. I mean, so if you talk about the development now, the southern part area, they are quite more developed than us in terms of politics and also infrastructure and all. Their English is much better than us as well, so. In terms of music, classical music, I will say that their classical music is much more tougher and effective than that of us. This is what my classical teacher told us. But going deep into that, we have no touch of that. It's how I never have practiced how they play harmonium. Have you heard an instrument named harmonium.
Yes, I've heard of.
We both, the southern part and the northern part, both uses harmonium for their vocal cords, for their throat to get open. And one thing I know that the southern part, their practice is much more tougher than that of us. This is what my teacher said us when I was in one of their students. I'm no more now, but when I was doing the classical practice with my ma'am.
If I couldn't impose, could you give me a little piece of that piece of the practice?
Piece of. Actually, I do not have a harmonium right now, but I can find something from net that can be useful for you, or I can explain something that I have in my mind right now.
Sure. Explain what you have in your mind right now.
What my teacher said that the classical music, how actually it originated, that there's a lot of animals in our country. They're when they make noise, so the chittering of birds, the roar of some other animals, and that those noises created sa re ga ma pa. Every noise got a significance in the classical music. How it's actually originated, the basic reason was those animals, their voices. They were the reason why classical music, from where the idea of classical music of from the northern part came. This was the origin. The animals, their voices, peacock and all, rabbits, even elephants. I clearly don't know how much are there, but this is the source from where the classical music originated. So there are, saptak, we say that. Means sa, re, ga, ma, pa, dhani, sa. This is the basic of classical. Everything is. It's just manipulation of these eight. What I can say, I cannot find the English word about it. You can say alphabet in your terms. Everything further on, just sani sa, sani sa, sani sa, sani dani sa, sani dani dani sa, sani da pa dani sa. Everything is just a manipulation of these things. It means like English alphabets, there are 26 among them, and we make sentences with the 26. This is how the classical music is also. But the reason is the origin was that the origin was those animals. They influenced other people that we should create something that is music. And this is how it came to us. That was what ma'am told us.
Yeah,
Did you get anything else?
yeah, man, that sounds wonderful. That sounds like a very wonderful explanation. I think
It is.
it has a reference to the vocal warm-up that we do over here, that we go do re mi fa sol la ti do. I think it's in a reference to that. That is how it sounds in reference to that. I don't know who would say,
It does.
and I don't know who how would I say, like who'd first originate the vocal warm-up, or the chords as they go up. But as we go through music, I realize that each culture has their own reference to this.
Source
But
of origin.
yes,
Yeah, you
but
can say that.
one thing I believe is that I believe that music is the one language that is universal.
Common tool.
It's common and
Definitely.
universal. So you can
It's
have
something like
I'd say that.
people laugh. It's just same everywhere. When people cry, it's just same everywhere. Same goes for music. It's if you talk about music, it means words are different, but the way we do it's just the same thing.
It's just the same. I'd say that music is one language that you can have a jazz player from New York, or a banjo player from Australia, or someone from Asia, or someone, all of them coming together, and as someone joins on the beat, the rest of them can pick up and they can create a melody together, no
Definitely.
matter what instruments they're playing. And all you can do is put the sheet music in front of them, and everyone can read the sheet music. It's a universal language,
Yeah.
and I believe that our world is slowly coming towards that. Slowly, it's reaching there where I'm not saying that it's right or it's okay that other languages or indigenous languages should fade out or put in so that all of us can come together in one tongue. But I'm saying that it's coming to a point where I believe that all of us can come to an agreement and understand each other, you know?
Yeah, I'm getting your point, but I cannot see that people are really trying to do that. But you know, people like us, they're like me, you can say that like I'm devoted to music and I'm planning to get out of India sometime. So as the other people, if we get meet somewhere, you know, it doesn't we do not have to depend on government or all those music companies to do it. We can do it ourselves, and that is the most awesome thing about democratic countries. We are free to do what we want to do.
Yeah, that's true. That's beautiful.
So,
That's
how much means there are many instruments. So, how many of them you are in contact with?
well, when I was in school, I learned how to play the recorder, then I learned how to play the clarinet. I was learning how to play the saxophone. That was one of my favorite instruments, the saxophone. I still want to learn how to play the saxophone, but my time has been taken up with I came into electronic music, so I kind of lost myself in the electronic music where I've been using computers to create beats, instrumentals, and so forth. So I really lost myself along that lines. So I'm sort of lost right there, but I want to get back to the roots and make some music with my hands, you know. But I think I'd go back into like the jazz and souls and so forth. And I'd like to experience other instruments, you know. I'd also like to learn how to play the guitar and so forth. But
Definitely. What you're
I'm
doing
doing
right
I think
now
I'm doing
is
really.
what you're doing right now is just to get attached to your profession. From the source you earn money, but you have hobbies are and means a total different thing. Hobbies are not our source of income, but it just provide us the way you live your life in a wonderful manner. So if this is your hobby, playing any instrument, you must get contact made make contact to it as soon as possible. And there are people who just sometimes completely involved in their profession, their occupation from the source from which they are earning money, and they forgot their hobbies. But while doing so, one thing is a problem that means you cannot enjoy your life. I suppose I think like this, means hobby is something that keep you alive from your heart. This is what I think, Raf.
Yeah, this is true. This is true what I think. I think that
And I play
hobbies
guitar.
really keep you. Yeah, that's cool, man. That's cool.
Do
That
you
that's a
envy me
real chick magnet. That's a real chick magnet if you
that?
know how to use it properly. I mean, like you can't. Some people they play guitar and like the girls are supposed to like, okay. You gotta put on a show when you're playing the guitar, man. Once you do that, you can pick
Definitely.
up any. I'm not saying girls are falling in love with guys with guitars, but I'm not saying they're not.
So, what is
That's
your age, Raf?
yeah, I'm currently 20, going 21.
20.
Yeah,
Man,
20.
you are working at a certain post on the age of 20. It's awesome. I'm 23. You know, one thing about America and those all countries that they started working in very young age. It's really awesome. You are independent in very small duration of time. It's good. And over, if you talk about India, the people take time, means up to 30, 28, to get independent, to earn money from their own labor.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It takes a lot, and you have to put out a lot of interest and a lot of work inside of it. I'm currently working on a YouTube channel right now, trying to build it up slowly, called Tailored Games. You can go and check it out if you want. I'm working on it. I'm trying to build like games, anime reviews, and so forth. Those are my side passions, and I'm trying to turn that into a full-time career so I can like quit my job, you know, those type of stuff.
Yeah,
That's
yeah.
what I'm trying to work
Hey,
on
Raf,
now.
our time is about to get up, so we have to connect it again when it's over, if you want to talk to me further.
Yeah, man, you can always send me a message on this and check it out. Hey guys, this has been Tailored Games here. We're